Blog Talk Radio.
Audiences
which messages that touch their hearts and resonate across cultures. Sharif is aware that his personal relationship with God led him out of a life of destruction and into divine opportunities to live the life he has destined to live. His life's mission is to help others become aware of the potential for their lives and to facilitate greatness in the lives of many. He has a heart for the men, and those his followers are women by the masses. His desire in his heart is to be able to touch men. And I think that's just an awesome thing. Sharif, are you in the studio with us on tonight?
Hey, what's going on? Thank you for that amazing introduction. I'm good. I'm blessed. Hey, first I want to apologize to you for the last time I was supposed to interview. I really want to apologize. I just have to get that out of my chest. I felt really bad, so I just want to say I'm sorry. Okay, Coach D, just forgive me, please. Okay. I'm doing well. Huh?
I received that. I definitely received that. Thank you so much. And I know that life happens.
I feel so bad.
See, what
what's going on, though?
You know, I'm glad to have you here tonight. Because, see, men, I know there's some men listening. Just that. Just a simple being able to acknowledge and be accountable. And I think that's a great thing. And I think that's what we'll be mentioning on tonight, some things about accountability. Just tell us a little bit. You know, I did an introduction for you, but, I mean, nobody can introduce themselves like themselves. So just tell the audience a little bit, Sharif, and what's going on in his life right now.
Well, who I am, I mean, I'm just like I always tell people, I have this slogan that I go by, and I'll often say that I'm not an expert. I'm just an honest man. And I believe that in today's society, a lot of people aren't honest with themselves. You know what I mean? But I was also that person. I recognized that I had a lot of pain, a lot of hurt in my life. And, I was trying to discover who I was, but I was hiding behind money and my success in music and, you know, sleeping with a bunch of women at the time, you know, just all that or whatever, and never truly discovering who I was. And I had a hidden pain that I was carrying. But yet I was looking for independence. I was looking for validation from people and not truly walking in my truth. And the moment I decided to walk in my truth was the moment I gained my freedom. So with that being said, I recognize that a lot of people, even myself, you know, again, from my past, you know, we're looking for people to love us in relationships. And we're looking for, you know, that type of satisfaction or to fill a void. But in reality, I recognize that we have to be confronted with us. We have to first love us first, you know, and oftentimes we love people more than ourselves, then we begin to lose ourselves in that individual, and it's because we never knew who we were. So for me, my mission is to do that, you know, really bring awareness to self first, because if you don't recognize who you are, how can you recognize somebody else? How can you love somebody else? How can you really be a benefit or an asset to somebody else that you're trying to love if you don't know who you are? You know, so I believe that we're going to continue to pass down toxins, you know what I'm saying, if we don't deal with it and go through a healing process and a forgiving process and a redefining moment of who we are and to walk in that type of confidence, you know? So that is kind of where I'm at right now in my life. I'm putting together this tour. And, of course, as you put together a tour for myself, this is something that I've never done for myself because my background has been in music for a very long time. So I've been used to being in the background, but to be the front guy and to put together my own tour is something I've never done. So, you know, I had plans to be in Chicago next week, which I'm still going to be in Chicago next week. I have to preach, actually, at a church in Chicago. But I pushed the tour back to March, which I'm really excited about. I think it's going to be freaking amazing. I'm really excited about it. I can't wait. I can't wait for that tour to start. But
excited for you.
Go ahead.
And I plan on, well, I'll talk to you about that offline, but I'm planning on bringing the Inland Empire. But
come on now.
Look, as you were sharing, one of your videos came to my mind, and what you were sharing basically is that hurt people hurt people. So when you damage, then you hurt, mm-hmm. and you don't get through those and mm-hmm. heal that, thus process the pain, then all you do is you mm-hmm. just go to create like a tornado effect. Everything you touch
right.
is going to destroy. You have a video, and it says, "I'm a husband, not a boyfriend." Tell us a little bit about that video.
Well, it's funny because I'm going to tell you how I actually created that video. I was talking to a friend of mine named Sai, and when we were talking, I said, "See, y'all girls these days, y'all crazy." And I was like, "See, y'all want boyfriends, you know, but I'm a husband." I said, "All right, bye. I'm about to get in the shower." Literally had no thought about it. And the minute I jumped in the shower, I felt God say, do a video on that very same thing. Now, I had no idea that video was going to go over 1 million views and be as popular as it was, but it wasn't something that I conjured up. But what I recognized after making that comment was oftentimes we enter into relationships, again, not knowing who we are. So here's the deal. If I know that my mentality as a man, that I'm a husband before I actually got married, but I'm dating a woman who have the girlfriend mentality, which means she can never come up to my standard no matter how much I try. So a lot of times we waste our time in relationships being with people and never being on the same platform. It's almost like people often say, you know, we're in the same book but in different chapters. Well, we're not even in the same book because the thing about it is you're still thinking about dating. I'm thinking about getting to the altar. And then sometimes even going to that, and I did not mention this inside the video, but understanding that I'm a husband and not a boyfriend, I'm saying, because some boyfriends get married, right? But some boyfriends and girlfriends get married, but they get married to get to the altar, you know, for the wedding. A husband getting married for the marriage, total difference. That's why oftentimes you would see people who get married and then go through something in 6 months and then they get a divorce because they didn't understand what it takes to actually be a provider, go through hell and back with one another, understand that we're going to have a process in this thing that we might not love each other in some moments, but we got a friendship, you know? We're not going to go and jump to a grass that looks greener, but we're going to water the grass that we have. We're going to fight for this thing. And oftentimes nowadays, girlfriends and boyfriends, to me personally, they don't fight. They rather go to other relationships to basically try to suffice for their void that is missing, and they find themselves, and it goes into my video that I called runner. They now become runners. You know what I mean? Because commitment is far from their mental. It's far from their spiritual. So being a husband, to me, you cover it all, even to the point that, like I said in the video, if my wife have daddy issues or if she don't have financial support, I want to be in a position to where I can provide that type of love and affection and understand, you know what? Allow me not to be emotionally jacked up. So let me be strong enough to handle her emotions because she might bring me emotions, but if I bring them back to her, now we have destruction. So I have to be able to take on whatever she brings, and that comes with being a patriarch. That comes with being a leader, you know. But the sad case is we're not taught that today. Nobody is talking that type of language. You know what I mean? It's almost like, you know, let's be a boyfriend, and hey, we have a couple of kids, and you know, as long as I love you, girl, you might ride or die, and blah, 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 we ride or die, but ain't nobody getting married. We all playing house. We don't have any type of vision, no plan of action, nowhere to get to an altitude that we can agree to say, hey, let's come up with a family plan. Let's come up with an identity. You know, none of that. You know, and we have to now start teaching that and helping people get to that place. So I think that when you understand a boyfriend versus a husband understands how to be committed, and a boyfriend doesn't, in essence. Same thing as a girlfriend, and because a lot of times people think that you become a husband the day that you say I do. No, because it's all mental. Just as much as a woman can think that she's a girlfriend, and you know, I'm gonna do what I want to do until I get married. No, if you don't stop them same actions before you get married, when you get married, them actions are gonna continue. That's why you have adultery and, you know, messing around and cheating and lies, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I literally heard a story the other day where someone was married for 3-4 years, and after the first year of marriage, the woman cheated on the man for 3 years with 9 different men?
Wow.
That is insane, because she didn't understand how to stop her antics. You know, it's like, you know, and sometimes I always say this generation move extremely fast. They move off how they feel, but they never really study the individual. So it's like you jump in it because you go off of the feeling of it, but then yet you want to get a divorce because you didn't really study it. You didn't really pay attention, because at the end of the day, nobody is perfect, right? We all got issues. So understanding love, to me, I always say to people, love is simply saying, I decided to put up with your ish. You know what I mean? That's just simply what it is, because we all got a problem. We all got something going on with us. But at the end of the day, I need to at least evaluate you to know that your stuff is the stuff that I want to deal with. And oftentimes when you don't do that, and you just go off the fairy tale moment or the idea of marriage, or because somebody may be financially stable and you think because they're financially good, we good. No, baby. No. Mm-mm. You really have to understand what you're getting into. And I think that we don't take the sanctity of marriage serious. That's why so many people are getting married just because, and then getting divorced.
Yeah.
It happens that way.
Yeah.
So.
That's interesting.
But I can go deeper with this thing, which I am on my tour. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I said that's very interesting, because we just did a show on Tuesday night. We have a show called Woman to Woman, and the title of the show was I Lust You Forever, Bankrupt Beyond the Barrel. And it spoke basically about what you're saying, is that a lot of people get into these lust relationships. So if you don't even have that under control, that already is going into an issue. But you get into these lust things, and you sometimes get in relationships with people that you don't have nothing in common. You don't have nothing to talk about. So once you got the bedroom, the relationship is bankrupt. There's nothing. Everybody's angry. Everybody's doing their own thing. And so you find yourself constantly going back to the bedroom, because that's the only commonality.
Right. That's deep. That is deep. I mean, to even talk about that, you know what's so crazy? You guys, you just gave me a whole new video to do. Because you know what? The reality tell me. You said what? No, you know what I'm talking about with
that video.
You know what's so crazy?
Okay.
Like, hey, it's a lot of people are bankrupt in relationships. That is powerful. That one little statement says everything. It's a lot of people bankrupt in relationships. You understand what I'm saying? And it's like, but, and see, here's the deal. If you're bankrupt, And I'm full, right?
Yeah.
You don't know how to give to me because you're bankrupt. This is coming to me as we talk, okay? Now, because you're bankrupt, what you're going to do is you're going to find yourself from me but never making a deposit.
Yeah.
So what you do is the more you take from me because you are bankrupt, now you're bankrupting me. Now everything that was once beautiful because you're not giving, it becomes a one-sided relationship. Now everything about it is selfish. Now it's like you're expecting so much from me but giving very little to me. Now I've become bankrupt. Now guess what? This relationship didn't work. So now I find myself in a bankrupt mentality and spirit because I'm drained because this person only took from me and never gave. So now I enter into another relationship, and guess what? I perpetuate a cycle of being bankrupt. So now I'm expecting this new woman to do what the old woman didn't do. Now, is that fair?
That is true. And you see it. And then it's the vicious cycle. Because, again, hurt people. So you only can hurt
people.
And that's
what it is.
Yes.
I
can't wait for the video. Just make sure that you do a shout out for Coach G on that one.
I got you. I got you. And another thing about it is, we have to get to a place where you got something and I got something. And because here's the deal. A healthy relationship says this. I'm taking all attention off of my needs. Check this out. I'm telling you, people don't want to hear this truth, right? A healthy, successful relationship says, I'm taking my needs off right now, and I'm going to focus on your needs 100%, right?
Right.
Now, check this out. Imagine if two people say, I'm not going to be selfish, but I'm going to be selfless, and I'm going to put my attention 100% on you. If two people said that, where do they have time to lack or even complain? Because we're both now agreeing to give one another 100%. So my attention is not on me and what you can give to me, but my attention is solely on what I can give to you. So now if I'm a man saying that to my woman, and my woman saying that to me, that is the most beautiful, successful relationship ever. Because you don't get into a relationship to give, you get in it to give. So if I'm giving and I'm giving and I'm giving, all I'm doing now is elevating her constantly. I'm inspiring her. I'm making her better. If she's giving to me, she's doing the same thing. We now speak in the same language. And now all we look at is achievement now. We're achieving because we're giving, not saying, you know, we got this rule where you got to qualify to a certain stage. If you do this, then I'm going to do that. Huh? That is the most unhealthy thing ever to me, personally. Now, I'm not saying that you don't have standards and you don't have time for certain things, but when you're in a committed relationship, you can't wait for the woman to do something for you before you be a man, or you can't wait for the man to do something before you be a woman. Waiting only perpetuates a bad cycle. It's either you go in this thing and say, this is what I want, and I'm going to give it my all, or you don't give it nothing. And that is why a lot of relationships having a back and forth, even myself, I've been where I've back and forth because I'm waiting or I want something and I'm not getting it, and vice versa with her. And we find ourselves in the same type of conversations because we're both not giving 100%. We're both not throwing ourselves at this thing called love. And that's the problem. If you're going to love, then go ahead and love. If you're not, don't do it. Because at the end of the day, love is a risk. Nothing in life is guaranteed. I can't sit here and hold back my love because I'm saying this may not work. Hell, it may not work, but you gain some knowledge. You gain an experience. Don't be afraid to be hurt. And for a long time, I was afraid to be hurt, and I wound up being hurt. Not just one time. So when I speak in my videos, I speak from my experiences. I speak from my life. I was broken. I was ready to die, commit suicide. You know what I mean? On more than one relationship, more than one occasion, you know? But God kept me, you know? And that's why I often tell people, because, again, sometimes a woman may love you and she's hurting you not because she's trying to hurt you, but because she don't know nothing but hurt. But she may not tell you that, but when you really look at it, she only been hurt or he only been hurt. He may love you, but his whole idea of love represents pain. So how do I get out of this painful place? And I'm trying to, I'm saying, help me, but how can you help me and you broken yourself? So we got two broken people trying to help each other. How the heck is that going to happen? And that's what's happening in relationships. It's too many broken people trying to help each other. Not one person, sometimes a whole and complete. And that's going back to my video when I'm saying I'm a man and I'm a husband, because I want to be 100% whole, because it's a slight chance that my wife would not be that. And if she's not that, I have to help her bring up to the standard that I'm at. and so me being whole, now I'm 100% confident. So no matter whatever her actions may be, it don't dictate my actions, because I already got a vision and a plan.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Indeed, that is so. Because your cup is full. I often say this, you know, but you said a good thing. But when your cup is full, you can easily feed other people. You know, you can easily feed other people. And the best thing to do is learn when it's time for you to shut down and fill back up your cup. And you only could get that one place. That's vertical. You can't get that horizontal. And so, you know, when you said that, is that you, now let me ask you this, because, you know, I know you talk about like the husband and not the boyfriend, and what are you feeding? You know, I'm going to go there. You know, I'm just going to touch a little bit on all these.
Go ahead.
But you said, and what I love about your videos, because they're not, you know, you get, you know, a lot of men don't want to listen to other men. That's the first thing with men. Men got this pride, ego. Can't nobody tell me something at times.
Right.
That it's hard for them to submit under somebody else's leading.
Right.
So one of the things I like about your videos is because you're giving your perspective, a man, from a man's point of view. But I believe that it all, it's not just ministering to the men. Of course, it's ministering to women, because it's saying to the women, not just, okay, men, you got to do this and this and this, but also to the women. We got to step it up. You know, we got to step it up, and we got to go. And so what is your take on role?
My take on role? You said roles?
R-O-L-E-S, roles. You know, what is your take on that? Because you did a video, and your video was, if I don't know if it was a video that I've seen something that you did, and it's it basically you were telling these women were just throwing themselves. They were hunting.
Okay. That was a status I put up.
Yes, I did a show on something similar to that, and it was it was called Roll in Your Role. Your role. And so what's
like
your
that.
Take on roles? Because there are roles, but people want to know if they're not.
Well, here's my take on roles. Even, you know, mentioning that particular status that I posted up, it was because it, I mean, you know, again, I have no problem with women liking me, none at all. I mean, I think that's a beautiful thing, because I love women, thank God. You know, whenever, you know, I do get married, I pray to God that, you know, it's successful and beautiful forever. But the thing about it is I started receiving tons of inbox messages from women, either saying that God said I was their husband, they want to get to know me better, or something to that degree. You know, degree. Or I had women that say, hey, I want to buy your time. How much would it cost me? You know? And
oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, man, let's not even, I'm not going to get into the inbox messages. But so it really disturbed me, because I'm saying, she a queen, you know? I'm like, no, you're a queen. Like, why would you come to me? I, you know, whatever. So my whole ideal is this, right? Funny, I was speaking with someone recently, and, you know, just talking about relationships, and we were talking about courting. And I believe this, personally. When I'm ready to be with someone, or if I'm with this person, and I was telling her, I said, if I'm with you, I want to court you, and I want to date you, I want to understand you. And I think that, you know, the beauty for the most sexiest thing for me is allowing me, because I said in my status, I remember saying that I'm a hunter to go after you, in essence. But the thing about it is, some women can get a little carried away and make it a little too difficult. But it's like, let me come after. Don't get carried away, because you're going to miss the boat, baby. But let me pursue you. And see, here's the deal. I even said this. I said, there is a way to let me know that you like me, but still make me come after you. You know what I mean? It's like, that's when a woman walks in her confidence, you know? I don't believe personally, like I seen a video that went viral of a woman proposing to a man, and that disgusted me. And in the video, I heard a woman say, that was so dope, girl, that was so tight. And I was like, what was dope and tight about that? That was so disrespectful that you would let your woman get on her knees. I'm nostalgic, okay? I believe in the man loving, pursuing, going after his queen, period, point blank. That's just what I believe. I don't believe that a woman should take a dominant role and be the aggressor. I think that the man should pursue. But again, it's all about how she responds. Because at the end of the day, I can chase you all day long, but you have to stop and receive the chasing. If you ain't stopping and receiving the chasing, then baby, you know, I'm gone. Now you trying to chase me after I was trying to be with you forever. You know what I mean? And so it's like oftentimes we kind of get the roles mixed up, and then now you have men who are comfortable, you know, with letting the woman be the one who, you know, provide. And I think that that's wrong. That's just me. I'm not putting my views on nobody. I believe that even if the woman is the breadwinner, a man should be confident enough to, hey, babe, what we doing today? We about to go out. Like, never be intimidated. Because I think that sometimes we make the breadwinning intimidations or whatever in relationships. And I'm like, no, that's not for you to be comfortable and sit back, or even feel like, you know, you're less than a man. At the end of the day, whatever is hers, if y'all have that understanding, is yours. Whatever is yours is hers. And y'all make the best of it. I think that sometimes we look at a model relationship and say, this is how I want our relationship to be, when the reality of it is we have to figure out what works for us. And I've actually been going through that myself. But like, you know, and like in relationships, you know, saying, well, this is how I think relationships go. And she's saying, this is how I think relationships go. And we have our own perspective of what we're used to. You know what I mean? But sometimes break what you're used to and just define what you guys can do together. Because what you're used to and what I'm used to are two different things. Now, let's not complain and go back and forth no more about this issue. Let's figure out what works for us. And I think that, you know, when you can at least be honest with yourself and say, you know what, you're right. I did mess up because I was trying to take on this role, but I took on that role based on my previous relationship. You know what I mean?
And right.
What worked for your past relationship ain't going to work for this one. Or whatever man you dated or whatever woman you dated, you can't say, well, this is what I'm used to, so that's, you know, this is what I'm going to get, and I deserve this, I deserve that. I was telling someone, a friend of mine recently, a dude, how sometimes women, and just hear me when I say this, okay? Women have this mentality of, well, this is what I deserve. This is what I deserve. But you don't accept the man for being who he is. You may deserve something, but at the same time, right now, he may not can't give you what you deserve. What you need to do is accept him. If this is the man you want to be with, accept him for who he is and help him build the empire so that he can give you what you deserve. If he's not financially stable, I mean, secure to give you all the things financially, but if he's able to love you, you build on love. And if y'all build on love, everything else is endless. You know, so sometimes when you have the I deserve mentality, it can be kind of superficial because it comes with expectations. And expectations can kill relationships. I'm one to know that for personally because I had expectations for a relationship and they were unrealistic. You know what I mean? Like I remember going through something in my life and it was so bad that I expected this person to actually be my savior in a sense, you know? But she couldn't save me. She had to save herself. You know what I mean? But I put all that weight and pressure on somebody, and that's not realistic. Angry, and I'm mad. You're supposed to have been here. You're supposed to do this. And how many people in relationships do that today? They have these expectations of what you're supposed to be, but the reality of it is you just didn't let me be me. If you would have let me be me, then guess what? I probably would have became everything you needed, but you never allowed the time to process because you wanted it in the time frame which you wanted it. So it's all about learning and understanding what works for you guys. And I think that, you know, sometimes you have role reversals, and I don't really agree with that. I just think that let a man be a man and let a woman be a woman. But I don't think a woman should, you know, only places in the kitchen. I totally disagree with that mentality. But I do believe this. And I remember watching a Miles Monroe video, and he said, when God said that your woman is your helpmate, he said, think about this, right? Because we always say women are the weaker vessel. But think about this. He said, when God said your woman, your woman is your helpmate, think about this. He's not going to give you somebody who's weaker than you. In order to be a helpmate, that means they are as strong as you or stronger. We don't ever think about that. Sometimes the woman is actually stronger than the man. That's why she can carry so much. And even you. You may be the protector. You may be the provider. You may be the foundation. But understand something. That woman is powerful. She's far from weak. When you have the woman that is designed for you, she carry you and the entire family. That's powerful. She helped your vision come to life. She helped her kids' vision come to life. She helped her own vision come to life. She cooked. She cleaned. She do everything. And you want to say she the weaker vessel? Boy, you crazy. So I don't know. I think, you know, my mindset is a little different. Go ahead.
I was going to say, now that's true. Because I know that my mother always, you know, she says, and this is true, she said my dad, and she's a virtuous woman in every aspect. And she says my dad is the head of the household, but it's the neck that turns the head.
I always say I'm the head. But she the neck. You dig what I'm saying? I can't turn left or right without her. I've been saying it for years. And that's the reality. You know, everybody looking at Barack Obama. Barack Obama would not be Barack Obama without Michelle Obama. Period, point blank. Point blank. Mm-hmm. That's the reality. You understand? That's what I always say. It's important with who you connect to. Because a woman, I always say, a woman can make or break a man. That's why now it's hard to get to my heart. Because it's like you have to really be we have to have a, some sort of chemistry or connection that I know that is from God, and it can't be some soul tie. You know what I mean? Because
right.
you can break me. You can literally destroy everything I'm building if I'm an, if I'm lost in this relationship and if I become an emotional wreck. You know what I mean? So it's like I really observe everything now to the T, because I need somebody that knows how to build me, how to love me where I am, and help advance my vision just as much as I do the same for her. If we're not doing that and we're just hanging out, then we just homies. Because, I mean, honestly, I don't have time. It's like right now, let me tell you what's crazy. This sidebar. I did not recognize how fast this thing would grow and how many people would depend on my life. I have to be very careful with every decision I make and everything that I do because so many people are dependent on me, let alone, like, and sometimes people, the people that, that depend on me, the only downside to me, it just hit me when I say this, they never think about my life sometimes. You know what I mean? Like that I go through stuff as well, and I fight just like they fight, you know? So it's like right. it's like a it's a blessing, but at the same time, it's like, man, I didn't know 30,000 people was going to be, you know, following me. And, you know, and like last month, I got over 1,000 inbox messages, you know? But I learned to not complain. I was talking to a friend named Danny, and I was telling her about my life, whatever, and just basically she was just like, you know what, you pray about this, don't complain, you know? And so it's like I'm not – I'm learning how not to complain about it, but to be the blessing that God called me to be. Because, again, you got to live this life selfless, because I started getting in my own feelings. And, you know, but it's not easy, you know? But I thank God for the opportunity to be who I am. But, again, I just didn't attest to that. And so while people looking at me, I was looking for somebody to help me, you know? And I think that's the thing of a soulmate, because with where I'm going in my life, if I am going to attach myself to somebody, she has to know how to carry me as well, because there are days I probably won't know how to carry myself. And that is key, to have a strong woman by your side or a strong man. You know, that's very, very key. You can't have somebody who's weak or intimidated.
And you're not alone. I mean, I think leaders, you know, people that have mm-hmm. these calls on their life, and God mm-hmm. has given them a ministry.
Right.
Go through that. I mean, look, Elijah went through that. You know, he was blind.
Yes, sir.
You know, whining and complaining. But we go through that because what happens is like we were saying earlier, in order to do this, people don't realize that you've given so much. It's a selfless
yeah.
thing. And you're pouring so much from your cup. And if you don't get
mm-hmm.
time, if take time to be still. Like I said, and
mm-hmm.
get into that vertical place, you'll find yourself empty. And what God showed me, because I just went through this about a month ago, and he showed me, he said, when you can stick to the stomach and you regurgitate everything, you're just pouring out, when you get to a certain point, there's nothing else left but bow. And bow for us become the complaining, the murmuring, the frustrated, easily frustrated. No patience, nothing be going right. You don't want to be bothered. All that's our vibe.
You're preaching gospel truth.
Yeah, so when you get ready to get there, and when you start feeling that first, everything becomes get on your nerves, so to say, then it's time. You know it's time to go somewhere and plug into the source so that you can
mm-hmm.
feel yourself. And that's what your mate is supposed to do. Your mate. You know, a husband or a wife or whoever that understands, because if they're God sent, then they're going to understand the call on your life, and then they're
mm-hmm.
going to be able to be a support. That's where the
help
right. come in. They'll be a support to that call on your life, especially with us as women. We're incubators. So when the,
mm-hmm.
when the visionary have a vision, then he gives that over to his incubator, and she takes that thing and to incubate it and bring it to life and nurture it.
You know what? Oh, go ahead.
Yes. No, go ahead.
No. It's like this meme I saw about a year ago, and it said basically it talked about women being a nurturer, and it talked about, you know, basically whatever you give her, she multiplies. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
I think that is a true statement, because even for myself right now, I even tell my team, I'd be like, listen. if you are emotional right now, then you won't. This is not the season for you to walk with me, because I know that I'm going to be up and down, unstable, because you deal with so many people, spirits and mentalities and issues. The beautiful part, you said something earlier about men, and I'm going to tell you the interesting thing about this whole ordeal. I've never been a husband in my life in terms of physically married, right? And I've never, you know, I've never had a father growing up in my life. And it's funny because though a lot of men don't like receiving from a lot of men, I probably get the most. I mean, literally, I have tons of men following me, and that is phenomenal to me. To the point that men have said to me, you know, if I had a mentor like you, I would be a better husband, a better father. You know, if I had somebody to teach me, you know, stuff that you're saying, can you be my mentor? Can you walk with me? And I'm like, man, I ain't never been none of that. But so I always tell people it's nothing but the wisdom of God. I don't take glory for anything that's happening in my life. So, you know, that's why my heart is for men, because I believe that when you can get the men heart right, the home will be shaped up. You know what I'm saying? Life will be better. I believe the world will change once the men, you know, if you can get men together and to uplift each other and to really define who we are as men. Not just black men, but all men, you know. I think that is the beauty of it, and that's really where my heart is headed. But at the end of the day, I really believe that the women are such a cornerstone and a pillar, because they have, you know, believe. They see, women don't have a problem with sharing your stuff, with comments. Hey, man, you preach that. Men kind of be reserved. Yeah, you know, that was good stuff, but, you know, I ain't going to say it. You know, the good thing about it, I've gotten men that now I'm walking with, that I met online, that we have become blood brothers, literally just because of something that they seen, and I love it. You know, I started a group called Men of Power, and we have about 300 and something members now, you know, and that's a beautiful thing, you know, and we talk in there, we inspire each other. You know, I don't really talk too much about it on, you know, Facebook, too tough, but it's on Facebook, but, you know, I stuck at about 300 men, and it's cool. It's growing, you know. So I'm out here, man. I'm working. I'm trying. I'm pushing. You know, I definitely need help myself, but God is good. You know, He's good. Hey. And again, I really want to help everyone that I can. I really do. That's why I like with Matters of the Heart. Real quick, I'm sorry. I know I'm missing our love, but you know, it's about dealing with the heart. It's about going back to the issues. You know. Because sometimes, you know, we still have, like, even myself had daddy issues, you know, and, you know, we get into relationships and we sometimes can blame the person for something that they never had, you know, was never responsible for. Their fingerprints was never there, but yet we never dealt with those issues, but we blamed them for it. And I'm like, I didn't hurt you. I never did that. I never raped you. I never molested you. I never, you know, cheated on you. I never did this. I never did that. But yet you're treating me like I'm the one that did that, you know, or I'm treating her like she the one that hurt me, or she the one, you know. So I think that when we deal with the issues of the heart, that's when we can be delivered and set free. And that's where I'm headed at right now. That's what I really want to do, with changing the hearts of the people, because I believe that God can do a lot once the heart has been freed from all the bondages and the pains, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're coming towards the end, and one of the things I want to give you an opportunity, because I know that you have your tour going, or that's getting ready to start up soon,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and I was talking with your team, and they were sharing mm-hmm. the vision with me, and that this is something that, you know, that you really believe in your heart that God is mandating you to do. So we know that when He mandates it, He's going to provide the provision for the vision.
Right.
How can people that's listening in, first of all, I want you to just let people know how they could get in touch with your team or in touch with you. Is there a website or email that you could give to people if they want to get involved? How they could donate if they're interested in sponsoring or sowing seed into
mm-hmm.
The ministry so that it could go abroad. Let's know that.
Well, the best way to reach us is we have two different emails. One email is mattersoftheheart.tour@gmail.com. Again, it's mattersoftheheart.tour@gmail.com. And then we have info@ Sharif De La Cruz. I'll spell that. It's info@ SHARREEFFDELACRUZ.com. Again, info@shareefblacruz.com. And that's those are the best forms of contact. And the way to donate, we have a Facebook page. It's called Matters of the Heart Tour. And that's the way that you all can donate, as well as if you go to my website, which is my name, shareefdelacruz.com, and go to the store, we actually made shirts called I'm a Husband, Not a Boyfriend, and we have shirts for women that says I'm a Wife, Not a Girlfriend. And all you have to do is go into the store and, you know, it's right there and you can place your order. So again, we're definitely looking forward to the participation of everyone, whoever, you know, can sponsor, whoever can donate, whoever can buy a shirt, whatever, share the page, share the vision. You know, we are here. We're starting a tour in Atlanta. I want to say, I don't want to give a date because I didn't look at it and Kim sent it to me. So, Kim, I'm sorry if you're listening. But it's going to be in March. We're going to start in Atlanta, and then we're going to go, you know, back up to the DMV and then back to then Chicago again, and then, you know, New York, and then we're going to go come down to Texas and Dallas, you know, Dallas, Houston, Austin, and a few other cities. So, yeah, so that's pretty much, you know, the way to go. This is my heart. This is my passion and my vision, and it's going to happen regardless. I know that God is going to back this thing up because he gave it to me. And sometimes it looks too big that I can't deal with it all, but I'm grateful that he has given me a solid team because I can't do this without my team. My team is phenomenal. They deal with my emotions and my mood swings and my up and down, and I can honestly say they fight for me when I can't fight for myself. They know the stuff that I deal with that other people don't deal with, and they cover me and protect me and pray for me. And I can't ask for a better team. I mean, these people have really blessed my life. And so that's why, like, even like your team is kind of like your wife in a sense. You know what I mean? If your wife is strong, like your team is strong, you can't lose. And I can't lose because I got a phenomenal team. You know, so, I mean, they really back me. They took on my vision as if it's theirs. You know, so I think that's the beauty of success, you know, and all that you do.
That is definitely great. I really, you know, thank you for taking the time. I know your schedule had been really busy and with filming and everything. I just definitely thank you for taking the time to come on Processing the Pain and share the God-given wisdom and tell us about the tour. Like, I get a chance to talk to you in winter. I think I got a great opportunity. So I definitely want to talk that afterwards. But I just wanted to take a moment. I'm not sure. Are we good on time?
I'm good. You know, I do want to say this to you. I don't know, you know, you tell me what you think, but you just said something and it struck something in me. I want to come back on your show and I want to literally do a show that's called Process the Pain. Not nothing to do with my tour. I just felt it in my spirit. So if you want me to, you know, I'm just throwing it out there. If you want to do it, let me know. Cool. You know, whatever. But I want to come back and do Processing the Pain because I believe that I did a prayer call last week or whatever day it was, I don't remember, and it was phenomenal. But I recognize that a lot of people don't know how to actually process the pain. And a lot of people are in pain. You know what I mean? And I really want to help people understand how to process their pain. So whenever you're ready, I'm down. No matter when it is, I'm down. I'm going to make sure that my team know, and we're going to do it. Huh?
Yeah, you just tell me what your scheduling is. We could definitely do that because I'm a believer that people have to. Because if they don't process, we don't learn how to process that pain. First of all, we'll never, ever be able to walk in purpose. And then we never get a chance to make God's promises because pain is a producer of bitterness and anger and hate.
Come on, man.
And all this
stuff,
and it just stagnates. So
you're teaching my language. That's where I was. So, yeah. No, honestly, you get your schedule out and you let my people know and I'm down. Whatever date you say, I'm down. I'm standing now. So I'm down. Whatever.
Well,
you let me know.
Okay, I will let you know. But I got something else that's gonna even be better than that. So we'll definitely talk that. But I want to just take a quick moment. We are towards the end of our show. I just want to give, and I can't take a lot, so I want to give a couple of callers an opportunity. If you have a question for the man of God or have a comment, you could dial 1 on your dial pad. And we're just going to, like I said, I'm just going to take a couple of callers because we are coming towards the end, and I you know, but I definitely, if you do have a comment or a question and you would like to ask dial one on your dial pad, that'll let our team know that you have a question and we can bring you in. If not, we want to thank you for tuning in. I want to remind you that Processing the Pain is here every Thursday. Man of God, don't hang up yet. That Processing the Pain is Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. On Mondays, we have Relentless Pursuit with Philandus Harris and Tamika Sanders at 6:30 Pacific Standard Time. And then on Tuesdays, we have Woman to Woman with Minister LaDon and yours truly, Coach D, at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We thank you for your continued support. We thank you for tuning in to this episode of Processing the Pain, and we hope that you join us next week. We're looking forward to it.
what you do.